Miss something?
Never mind.
I know you can't wait.
You can catch up right here. Catch up right
here. Claire and Dane's podcast.
It's the best time of year, Claire. Salami season is happening right now. And the big event it all leads up to is the Salami Festival, or as my good Italian friends say, Festa del Salcicci.
Festa del Salcicci. I don't know.
Look, Roy contends already Salami King. How do we say it?
Festa del Salcicci.
That's what I said, Roy.
Oh, Roy, welcome. Thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Claire.
Now, this is going to be huge. It's happening at the end of August 27th, but you got some news for us about the Salami Festival?
Yes, the actual festival itself is sold out. We got no tickets left, so they have been sold out for about a month now.
Wow.
They are a hot item to get hold of.
Roughly 1,200 people coming, and I'd say 60% of those are from out of town.
Jeez.
The most important thing about the Salami Festival are salamis, and you want people to enter theirs.
That's it. Now, most people would have made their salami a couple of weeks ago, so we're getting close to them being matured. The festival, as Dane said, is on the 27th. Judging is on the 26th, and we need the entries in on the 25th.
Okay. I'm looking forward to this. I can't wait to try some of these salamis. They are amazing, aren't they?
They are very amazing. And as Claire just told you, she's looking forward to it. Ooh, because she is one of our judges this year.
Yes, I am.
And look, I'm just going to step in here and be like, well, if you get Claire, you get me. We're a partner combo, Roy. So
we're gonna judge together. We're gonna count as Claudine.
Yeah, exactly right. We'll be one person. Is that all right with you?
That is okay with us.
Yeah. So you and I will be on a table. So we'll be judging as one human.
Yes. I think I'll be eating most and telling you what I think, but sure.
Do you know what's important, Claire? Yesterday we spoke about how to win an argument. We might need those 8 points for the judging Salami Festival.
Yes.
How many salamis do you normally get, Roy, entered in?
We're expecting about 150 to 170.
Wow. Yep.
Last year we got about 148, I think it is.
Okay.
But awesome. It is getting more popular every year. We get entries from as far as Sydney,
wow,
Melbourne and Canberra. So
jeez,
they do come from everywhere.
Why do you think it's becoming so popular?
I think it's because it's not many festivals around like this. It's the old Italian tradition that's been going now. And as I said, it's getting popular every year.
Absolutely. Right. Okay, so you need to get your salamis in by the 25th, is that right?
25th, yes. And they can be dropped off at Mia Casa. There's entry forms there, or Leo Franco Motors, or also if you cannot make it to one of those venues, give me, Roy Catanzariti, a ring on 0412 777 147 and we'll arrange pickup.
Or you can drop them off here at 52 John Darien Avenue, but we cannot guarantee they'll make the judging though. That's a problem. So maybe not do that. Hey, Roy, absolutely fantastic.
Yes,
how many years
wait.
Has it been running for now?
This is the 19th year.
Wow.
Jeez.
20th birthday next year. No longer
right.
a teenager. Can't wait for that. Roy Catanzariti, the king of the Salami Festival,
yeah,
mate. Thanks so much for joining us this
thanks,
morning.
Thanks, Dane. Thanks, Claire.
Dane, a new product was released this week that made me think back to my childhood.
Okay, what was it?
Tabasco sauce.
Hang on a sec. How does childhood and Tabasco sauce go hand in hand?
Well, let me explain. So just to start off with, Tabasco sauce have just released a sauce that's 20 times hotter than the original.
Wow.
And I'm kind of glad this wasn't around when I was a kid because occasionally when I was younger, I used to play pranks on my brother.
Oh,
you know,
okay.
Like as all kids do. And at the time, you don't think they're too bad. But
what's the age difference between you and your brother?
We have, I think, 3 or 4 years age difference.
Younger?
Yeah, he's
okay.
Younger. He's younger. So he's about to have his 21st birthday.
Great.
when we were little, so I probably would have been, oh, I don't know, like kindergarten, year one, year two, not much older than that.
So 6 or 7?
Yeah, 6 or 7. He would have been about 4, maybe.
Yeah, okay. 3 if there's
three,
4 years
four.
Between you.
Yeah. Anyway, I had a babysitter after
yes.
school. We used to have someone come around
sure.
and take care of us sometimes. And she was only a teenager. She was in high school.
Yep. And in some cash.
I somehow managed to convince our babysitter one day.
Yeah.
That it would be a brilliant idea to break all of my brother's chicken fingers in half and spice them up with a bit of Tabasco sauce.
What sort of sadistic 6-year-old are you when you're thinking about this type of thing? And what are you doing eating Tabasco sauce when you're 6 anyway?
Well, I think I'd recently learnt how hot Tabasco sauce was.
Right.
And I thought I'd play a prank on my brother.
Okay.
Okay. And this babysitter was all for it.
Really?
Yeah.
She didn't even think twice about it.
Well, not that I remember. I think I was pretty good at convincing people things. I was like, it'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Just imagine a little 6-7-year-old Claire running around the place saying, just put Tabasco sauce in the middle, it'll be fine.
So, yeah, my babysitter was around and we were cooking chicken fingers.
Yep.
And I broke all of my brothers in half and put Tabasco sauce in the middle.
Right. How'd that go?
I burned his mouth out for a week.
Claire.
I don't think that that babysitter ever came round again.
She probably got fired by her parents when she found out what happened, when you're the one that should have been in, what's not detention, what's it called? When you get in trouble? Grounded.
Grounded. Yeah. I don't know if they ground you at six.
Well, you should have been for that.
I don't think I was reprimanded either.
Unbelievable.
But, yeah, I spiced up my brother's food with Tabasco sauce, literally burnt his mouth out. Like, his whole mouth was burnt.
Brutal.
I'm really glad that this 20 times hotter sauce wasn't out because he would have been in a hospital.
Exactly right, a world of hurt.
But it made me think about all the silly pranks you used to play on each other as kids.
Okay.
Did you have any? You've got a sister.
Yeah, I was never smart enough to do anything like that, I don't think.
I used to feed my brother soap.
Oh my God.
I promise you we are the best of friends now too.
I'm sure you are. 13, 12, 16.
What pranks did you play on your siblings as a kid?
Emily has called through. Emily, what do you do to your brother?
Well, I have a younger brother who's about 2.5 years younger than me, and my parents must have gone out one night. I must have been about just out of high school, maybe 13, 14.
Nice.
Old enough to know better then.
Yeah. And my mum had left the iron on, and me full well knowing that the iron was on, told my brother to, maybe you should go and check if the iron's still on. Just touch the iron.
No!
Did he get burnt?
Yes.
Oh, you're still laughing about it now.
Is he laughing about it? That's the real question.
Yeah, it was funny.
Oh, did he ever get you back?
No, he's not one to pull pranks on me because he knows that I can always one-up him.
Nice, Emily, nice.
Have you done anything since then?
Not too recently.
Fair enough.
Just because I feel like he's at the age now where he's like 16 and he knows better than to do anything that I say.
I feel like just from talking to you now, Emily, there's like zero remorse in your actions as well. You gave your brother third degree burns, but you don't care.
Well, I knew all the first aid that I had to do after.
Excellent, Emily.
Love
thanks
it.
For your call.
Not a problem. Have a good day.
You too.
Yeah, thanks so much, Emily. I never really played any pranks on my sister. I got an older sister.
Really? You didn't play any pranks?
No, not really. It was more I just knew how to get her into trouble.
Yeah,
so
okay.
If we were doing something, I knew how to yell her name or say something. And I always, and I still do to this day, I know exactly what to say to get her to cry at the drop of a hat.
Really?
I can get her to blow up the Lux and cry at the drop of a hat, yeah. I don't know if that's better or worse than playing pranks on her.
But I don't know. I mean, that's gone into adulthood. Yesterday, I said, it's a bit nippy this morning.
Mm.
And even then, you looked at me kind of a bit dumbfounded.
Mm-hmm. You were describing the weather.
I was describing the weather.
Now, we were talking about sayings a bit yesterday as well. Mm. We said, make it rain. And Nana Jude, who works at the front desk, she was counting money. I said, oh, Nana Jude, make it rain. She goes, well, I don't want it to rain because I want my husband David to go fishing on the weekend. Lulls. And now this is another saying that's popped up that you said yesterday. I'm just like,
does that make you an old person?
No, definitely not. I always thought when people were saying it's a bit nipply, not a bit nippy. Now, and this is what I was trying to figure out. So were people were saying a bit nippy.
Yeah. You've even written on our run sheet, a bit nipply.
Yeah. So I thought people, when they're describing the weather, say, yeah, it's a bit nipply this morning.
As in, like, it makes your nipples stand on end.
Yes, it makes your nipples go hard.
No.
So that's why I thought people use that to describe the weather, because it's cold. When it's cold, your nipples go hard. And that's why people thought, I thought they said a bit nipply.
And you said, are you sure it's not a bit nipply?
Yes, but apparently it is a bit nippy.
Yes, the Oxford Dictionaries states it's an adjective of the weather, meaning chilly. It's a bit nippy this morning.
Right. Now, can you quickly type into that dictionary a bit nipply? and okay. see if the same description comes up, because I have a feeling that it could be the same thing, because that's a good way of describing that it's cold.
There's no such thing as nipply. There's only nippled. And even then, it doesn't have an example. It's just an adjective.
I'll give you an example right now. It's a bit nippled this morning. It's -2. Not quite the same, is it?
No. But right now, the man we love and know very well, Dean McCarthy, is joining us all the way from, well, not Los Angeles today. He's in...
Miami. Beep.
Miami.
Exactly. Morning, Dino.
Morning. Hi, guys.
Now, this is very interesting stuff, Dino. Kevin Hart. Now, on his Instagram and Twitter, he's a big family guy, but this could soon be derailed by a couple of photos.
Yeah, look, this is what's happened. So let me set the scene for you. Photos have come to surface of Kevin Hart in a Lexus car with a mystery woman. The photos look like he's making out with her. It does. That's what it looks like. Yeah. The photos went everywhere. It looks like he's in the back seat making out with her. Today, he has come out saying he wasn't in the back seat with her. He was in the front seat. She was in the back seat. But it looked like from the angle that they were near each other. I don't know. I don't know if he might be clutching at straws for this excuse. But it is very sad because his new wife is actually at home pregnant. So it's a Aww. Bad look. Whatever happened, not a good look.
No, not
exactly
at all.
Right.
Not at all. As well as that, though, Usher has done something else that's a bit not so great.
No, look, oh my goodness. Okay, let me tell you what happened. In 2012, all of this has now come up. So it happened 5 years ago. This is what happened. Apparently, Usher gave a woman an STD, a one that you can't get rid of. He gave her $1 million in 2012, kind of like hush money. He paid for all of her medical work, which was $2,500. Apparently, this is according to the document, he said he didn't have this particular thing, but apparently he does have this particular thing. And that's why she got $1 million. And all the paperwork, all the doctor notes, everything has become public.
Uh-oh.
And everyone is dying of embarrassment. So, you know, not a very nice story at all.
No. A little bit gross, to be honest. But, hey, so does she still get to keep the money because she's come out with it? Because I imagine there would have been some sort of contract involved with this sort of payoff.
I reckon, you'd want the money back, wouldn't you? Mm. You know, I don't know. I don't know how it got out. But, yeah, I think there'd probably be a bit of a legal. He might just leave it and go, you know what, let's just leave it. And not make any more news or headlines. Let's just leave it. That's what I'd probably do, yeah.
Absolutely.
Three times. Dean McCarthy, mate, thanks so much for joining us. And we're going to chat with you on Monday. Have a great weekend, buddy.
You too. Bye, guys.